Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to some nonsense, the second segment. But I want to talk about this with our friend Shaletta, who is here. I'm going to read right from a Star Tribune story, and I want to see your reaction to your good friend, the governor of the state. The Tim Walz budget would substantially, according to the Star Tribune, and others wrote the same thing, would substantially reduce projected state spending on Medicaid waivers that serves 70,000 low-income Minnesotans with disabilities. The waivers cover a wide range of services that help people survive and live more independently, including home health services, personal care insurers, transportation, and emotional support. The proposal would not decrease the number of people getting waivers, but would reduce the growth in how much money they get each year. Okay. That ticks me off because we, the two of us, are fortunate. We've had some business success, so we're not in that group. Now, do the kids that we have combined, the four kids that we have, your three kids on the spectrum, my son on the spectrum, do they have waivers and other qualifications? Absolutely they do. And for what they are eligible, I hope they qualify. But this is where we're going to start drawing lines low income individuals with disabilities. Are you bleeping kidding me?
Okay, so I just don't know. Like, I don't remember him falling on the campaign trail and hitting his head anywhere. I don't know what's going on with this because there are so many families who depend on this for survival.
Correct.
There are parents who cannot keep a job because they are going back and forth to the school, back and forth to the doctor, back and forth to the developmental pediatrician or therapist's office, and they can't stay on the job. And so the waivers and the programs and services that are tied to that is a lifeline for so many families. Before my life started jumping off and I started living better,
yep,
I was working. And you know this story. This is well documented.
Yep.
I was working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. at WCCO Radio, driving home to Cottage Grove. I would sleep in the driveway from 5 to 6. And then when my kids woke up, they would wake me up in the driveway, and then I would come in the house, and then I would be up all day with them. I would go to bed at 6 o'clock and then wake up at 7 and go back to work. I ran into my house and didn't know about the waiver services and the programs associated with them until I was falling asleep talking to somebody who has a child with special needs. And because of those waiver programs, I was able to decrease my hours, work during the day, got on your show, was your temporary producer, and I didn't have to work that 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. I was present with my kids. I was able to get to the school, volunteer, help them. I was able to work with them at home. And the only reason that my kids are doing better and that my life is right now is because I had access to those programs and services, and I didn't have to work overnights and weekends to help out around the house and pay these bills.
I know this extraordinarily well, and I am so lucky that my ex-wife Kathleen is so incredibly diligent at this. But when you have someone in your life, whether they're younger or they're older and you become their guardian, the amount of paperwork, the amount of electronic paperwork that you have to file, that you have to fill, the meetings you have to have, it's unbleeping believable. Okay. And my son qualifies for some. It doesn't qualify for a lot of us. And I'm not talking about this because this particular program does not cover me. But I have a son with special needs. And I just heard you talk about it. And I have so many other friends with kids who are affected. This country is so incredibly derelict in our funding for special education at the state level and at the federal level. And I can assure you, the times I've interviewed going back, even though, you know, it probably resonated more with me when Quentin was getting older. So it was probably more Tim Pawlenty and Mark Dayton and Tim Walz. And whenever they see and I bring this up, they're like, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. You know what? It doesn't happen. And so I get it. We're facing some financial concerns, partially because of what the Walls and the trifecta did last year. And I get it. We have to face difficult decisions. But this is where we're going to low-income families with kids with disabilities.
Okay, this is it's one thing to be a low-income family. It's a whole nother thing to be a low-income family with a child who has special needs. That's a whole different ball game. And the services and resources that are available, it gets you out of the system. This is not something people take advantage of or for granted. Listen, I didn't stick around and hang on to this little piece of check. I didn't stick around and hang on to these services. I said, you know what? If I can just sleep at night, it just let me sleep. It let me get up to the school. It let me stop running into the house. It let me be there and present for my children and get more than 1 hour of sleep in the driveway. And now look at where my life is. Yep. If I hadn't had these services, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'd still be 8P to 4A overnights and weekends just so I could keep a roof over our head and pay a few bills.
And I understand this state has been racked by fraud the last 3-4 years with Feeding Our Future and what is now being investigated with the autism centers. People are not profiting off this. There isn't a slush fund of tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And by the way, if there are people within this 70,000 who we find out through investigations are lying, disqualify them.
Right.
Okay, right. But don't punish the other people. And this just infuriates me because I felt like they went way too far last year, didn't plan for the future, and now when they got to tighten things up, the sales tax debate, rightfully so, dominated the conversation yesterday. But this, a part of it, again, that's another reason why we will reach out again because I want to hear Governor Walz explain this to me and others who are either directly touched by it, tangentially touched by it, or can empathize with it because they have a child or children in the same position. But at this point, at least financially, you're not at this level. This is not where we cut. Period. End of discussion.
And this is the thing. 1 in 36 kids in Minnesota has autism. And so you know somebody. If it's not you and your child, it's your neighbor's child. It's your granddaughter. And these programs and services are not something that people, like you said, are taking advantage of. We're not sitting up here getting rich and buying a Lexus or got a vacation home down in Florida. You know, people are using these programs and services to help their children and their families have a better quality of life. I promise to God, I should be the poster child for how these services help families go from just surviving to thriving, how these programs and services help children do better, help parents live better and be present for their children. And then once they get to a point they no longer need it, then here you go. Here's a space open and available because we don't even qualify anymore because I was able to do something different with my life.
Shaletta is here. You want to react? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. Some lighter topics for Feisty Friday herself, Shaletta Brundage, here on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, one more serious topic before we get to some lighter stuff with Feisty Friday herself, Shaletta Brundage. Monday, MLK. First of all, where do you stand on the debate of legislators who are not going to attend the Trump inauguration and they're citing as a reason MLK Day? What do you think?
I think everybody's trying to preserve their mental health. And people are trying to get away from anything that is going to disrupt their peace and doing something to get away from the thing that they know is about to disrupt the country. So, you know, nobody wants, that I know, wants to sit at home and watch it. They're looking for ways to get out and do something. Legislators are people, too. And
but there are tens of millions of people who voted for Donald Trump. The two of us are not, right?
I said people I know.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will be watching and cheering. They have watch parties, and that's great. But I'm not going to begrudge anybody, legislators included, who say, you know what? I'm going to do something to get my mind off of this, and I'm going to get out in community.
You told Dave an interesting story how you were invited to an event. It's tomorrow, noon to 3.
Mm-hmm.
They know you host a show.
How
should we feel overall, not just this event, but overall, if you get invited to something and they know you can't make it, because there are certain people who do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, are they really my friends? Because they called and I was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, Shaletta, we're having an event tomorrow from noon to 3. I know you got your radio show. Well, then why are you having an event from noon to 3?
Yes, correct.
If you want me to come, the event is 3 to 6. Oh, you have a breakfast until 11:30 or so, and then let me whip on over to the station. But you calling me, I got one job, right? I work for myself, so everything else is flexible except this one thing.
Although, hold on, Dave. I think we need to chime in.
I know where you're going.
Maybe this person is familiar with your commitment to noon to 3.
Yes, there's that.
Which is tepid. You know, your Saturday commitment, noon to three. Dave, what, tepid? I mean,
tepid's a kind word.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's frosty.
Yes. So maybe that.
So I don't know if they really wanted me there. You know, they just probably won't. You think they just wanted to say, well, we invited Shaletta, but she just wasn't able to come.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if y'all having something and I don't get invited, then I'm going to get mad and I'm going to feel some kind of way. Then I might blow you up on social media and nobody wants that clickbait in their life because I'm a tagger. You know, I'm a tagger. You know that.
Dave, I walked out to grab a little food and then you got a phone call from someone at about 1258, 1259. Tell folks about that call.
This person identified themselves as Sean. And I said, excuse me? Yeah, this is Sean, Shaletta's ex-husband. Shaletta's not going to be in today. And I said, well, that's interesting. What's going on? And Sean, Shaletta's ex-husband, allegedly, told me that Shaletta's been a bad girl and she won't be in today.
She's been a bad girl. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Something you'd like to tell us.
He does have your phone number.
Yeah.
And he has Chad's number because, you know, for emergency purposes and that kind of thing. But that doesn't even sound like him. Sean has never called. So, I mean, how did this end? What happened at the end of this conversation? This is very interesting.
The number they called was the station number. It wasn't my personal or something like that.
Oh.
They called the station directly, which, kind of a giveaway.
Yeah.
But I simply said, okay, thank you for the information. As, by the way, a moment prior to that, you had texted me that you were going to be home, so I should give you a call.
You know what? You know, Sean may be on some new medication. Now, I know we're divorced, but he's here now putting up some towel racks.
Oh, my God.
Sean!
Honestly.
I have to ask you a question. Some man called the radio station. Oh, he has a ladder. It looks like he's doing some stuff. What are you doing? Are you putting up light fixtures or something? What are you doing right now? He's got a ladder. Oh, he's putting up curtains for me, guys.
Run!
Wow.
Run!
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 I'm listening to it on the radio.
But run, Sean. Please.
Yeah, I got you, Chad.
Run. What can I do? How can I distract her so you can escape?
There's no distracting this.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm so sorry.
In about a million different areas.
Yeah. You know what? You know what, Sean? On early in February, we're having an event to raise money for folks and food. In March, we're going to have an event for you. How can Sean escape Shaletta? I want to announce it right here.
You can send me on a vacation.
Yeah, permanent. Permanent. Yeah, Sean is out of vacation.
He's out of town.
He is out of vacation.
That's enough talking.
He's out of vacation to Phoenix, Arizona.
I came down here to check on
brand
him.
New house.
He's got a ladder. He's putting up curtains. He's doing towel racks. So I know he did not have time to call you guys to say anything. So that surely was a fake Sean because he's very busy right now.
Data from this study suggested they interviewed and studied the data from almost 20,000 participants and concluded that parents do indeed treat their children differently and they have a favorite. So it's different now because you can treat your kids differently, right? Because there are the different challenges, different characteristics, different strengths. But a favorite. Does Shaletta Brundage believe the majority of parents have a favorite child?
Absolutely. I have a favorite child, and I've told all four of my children, Brandon is my favorite. He will tell you I'm the favorite child.
Yep.
In fact, when he labels things here at the house, he writes Brandon FC, BC, BFC, Brandon favorite child.
I was worried what that meant, okay?
Brandon favorite child, right? And I have told the kids, listen, in my will, Brandon gets everything. Be nice to Brandon because I'm not splitting this four ways, okay? Brandon is a child who prays for me. Brandon is a child who holds the door open for me. Brandon is a child who, when he gets home from school, he wants to know how my day was. Why would I split the money with the rest of y'all and nobody even says thank you for Christmas gifts? No, no, no.
I didn't realize Donald Trump had joined the conversation. What can you do for me? And then I'll let you know what I'm going to do for you, Dave. It's a transaction. That's what we've heard here.
Mm-hmm. She looks at Brandon like Donna looks at Baron.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when he walks in the door, everybody else, they go to their thing, they get their iPads, they sit down, Mom, how was your day? Mom, do you need anything? Can I get you some water? When we're going outside, let me get the door for you, Mom. Baby, yes, I have a favorite. I sure do, and they all know it. I tell them to their face. Mm-mm.
Percentage of people, Dave Harrigan, it's clear Shalette is 100%, okay? Percentage of parents who, if they were given truth serum, would admit they have a favorite if they have at least two children?
65%.
65.
Yeah, about two-thirds.
Right. Do you think that's awful? Or is it reality, Dave?
I think it's reality.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Chad, you know you have a favorite.
Well, I say that to Q, but I love Hunter and Griffin every bit as much. Not a speck more or less.
That's not answering the question. Just because you love them as much doesn't mean you don't have
a favorite. Doesn't mean you don't have a favorite. Break it down. Break it down for them, Dave. Yes.
Well, here's the example I'll tell, and then we got to pause and talk to Corey Provis. There was somebody very important in my life for an extended period of time. And she would tell me that her husband had completely favored one of the kids. And I was going, really? Yeah, I'm sure. Well, then I finally meet this person, comes into the house, says the one child, the favorite's nickname. Hey, I won't say the nickname right now, but in the sweetest voice you've heard. And I'm thinking, wow. Seems like this guy. And then says the other kid's name in a way, if the police are trying to get someone to leave a building. And I went, yeah, I think I saw it. I think I saw it right there. So we might have to expand on this topic. This could be a good talker. So, all right. Do you feed your hostage or does he just leave after
when he's done putting up this towel rack and putting up those curtains? He's to pick the kids up from school. And then I think he's going to fry some chicken and make some
big-wedge
potatoes.
Yeah. So he then feeds you after he does all the work at the house.
After he does all the work.
Cottage Grove police, please find this house. Thank you.
Love y'all. Bye.
Corey Provis yesterday found out someone extraordinarily close to him, Bob Uecker, passed away. And we talked about Uecker for 2 seconds. We had Paul Molitor on. It's just a unique life. So Corey loses Bob Uecker and then also has to call a Gopher game and calls a brilliant Gopher game. The game winner from Dawson Garcia nails the call. We reached out to Corey yesterday, rightfully so. He needed some time, but Corey reached out today. He's willing to join us. Corey Provis in moments on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.